نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى over and over again commands the believers to live a life of taqwa and piety. We find in the glorious Quran numerous verses which begin with this command, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ittaqullah. O you who believe, live a life of taqwa. Live a life of piety. Ittaqullah, fear Allah. Fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear the disobedience of Allah. Ittaqullah. Make a wiqaya, make a shield, create a shield between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah, between yourselves and the disobedience of Allah. Taqwa is wiqaya, wiqaya, shield, shield, veil, wall, anything that protects a person. So taqwa basically means create a shield, create a wall, create a barrier which will save you from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will safeguard you from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to do this. Acquire taqwa, adopt taqwa, become a muttaqi, become God-fearing, fear the displeasure of Allah, fear the disobedience of Allah, stay away from displeasing Allah, stay away from disobeying Allah. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat this command over and over again? It is not a difficult question to answer. The gist of this command is, stay away from displeasing Allah. Stay away from disobeying Allah. Because when we disobey Allah, Allah becomes displeased. So stay away from displeasing Allah basically means, stay away from disobeying Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again repeats this command in the glorious Quran, because it is for this reason Allah has created us. Allah has created us so we live a life of piety. We spend every moment of our lives in this world in a way where we do not disobey Him, where we do not displease Him. This is the goal of our lives. If we ask any Muslim this question, what is the purpose of your life? What is the goal of your life? He will say, ibadah. Ibadah, worship. Worship is the goal of my life, because Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn or the ins, but so that they worship me. I have created the jinns and the ins, the jinns and the humans, only so that they worship me. So the answer is correct. Why has Allah created you? What is the purpose of your life? A Muslim will say, ibadah is the purpose of my life. Allah has created me to worship Him. But what is worship? What is the meaning of worship? Worship is to devote oneself to Allah. That is worship, when a person devotes himself to the Creator. So Allah has created me to worship Him. That means Allah has created me to devote myself totally to the Creator. And what is this devotion? To do those things which please Him and to abstain from those things which displease Him. There are so many of us who try our level best to do those things which please the Creator. There are so many of us. You will find thousands of Muslims throughout the world. In fact, hundreds of thousands of Muslims throughout the world who will be classed as religious, who we can categorize as religious people. Why? Because we see them striving to do those things which will bring the pleasure of Allah. Hajj after Hajj, Hajj after Hajj, Umrah after Umrah, Umrah after Umrah. Tilawat, Tasbih, Zikr, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many nafla devotions. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? It's not compulsory. It's not fard. It's only optional. It's only nafla. I am doing this to please Allah. But you will find very little number of people who try to stay away from those things which bring the displeasure of Allah. You will find so many Muslims whose goal in life is to do those things which please the Creator. But you will find very little number of Muslims whose goal in life is never to do anything which will displease the Creator. A bucket full of zamzam, water in itself is something which is very, very pure. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, we have sent down from the heavens water which is not only pure, which has the ability to purify others. It is so pure that it purifies others. From Shari perspective, if you want to become pure, we will perform wudu. If you want to become pure, we will perform ghusl. From
worldly perspective, if you want to clean our body, we will use water. Without water, we cannot clean our bodies. If you want to clean our clothes, without water, you can't. And then Zamzam, purest of the waters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that during the night of Mi'raj, Jibreel and Mikael, they both opened my heart. They both opened my chest. And they took out my heart and they washed it with Zamzam. From where did these two angels come? From the heavens. The ulama have stated that if there was any water in Jannah which was more better than Zamzam, they would have definitely brought that water to wash the best heart. But because there is no water which is better than Zamzam, so the best heart of the best personality, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was washed with Zamzam. There is no water better than Zamzam. But a bucket full of water, a bucket full of Zamzam, and just throw a drop of urine, a drop of urine, all its purity is gone. Whole bucket full of Zamzam, just one drop of urine, the whole purity is gone. You can't use it for wudu, you can't use it to wash anything, you can't purify anything with this water now, you can't use it, you consume to quench your thirst, it's become useless. Similarly, my friends, shaitan is not worried at all about the good that we are doing. Because with that good, there is so much filth in our lives. So all the good that we are accumulating, we are making that good filthy with these drops of filth that we are continually carrying out. Salat is there, zakat is there, hajj is there, but at the same time watching film is there. At the same time ghibah is there, backbiting. At the same time unlawful gaze is a sin, that is in our lives. Suspicious thoughts, jealousy, pride, arrogance. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us over and over again. That the thing each and every mu'min needs to concentrate on is ittaqullah. Stay away from anything that displeases Allah. So make a firm resolution, my friends. All my sisters who are listening at home too, make firm resolution that inshallah, from today, the goal of our life will be taqwa. Taqwa. Taqwa means to abstain from disobedience to Allah. Taqwa has many levels. When we talk about taqwa, when we say to a common layman, that become a muttaqi, what is the thought process? What is the thought process? Shaitan has programmed us to think in a certain way. So the thought process is, yes, becoming a muttaqi is something I would love to. Taqwa is something I would love to achieve and acquire. But it's not something for people like me. It's for big ulama. It's for the luminaries. You can't become a muttaqi. An ordinary person like me cannot become a muttaqi. It's for ulama, big people. I would like to become the wali of Allah. Throughout the world, will you find a single Muslim who will say that, no, I don't want to become the wali of Allah. I don't want to become the special friend of Allah. All I want is a small jannat. I'm not interested in becoming the wali of Allah. No, every person will say, I wish I could become the wali of Allah. I wish I was honored to be the special friend of Allah. But what is the thought process again saying? No, wali, only big ulama can become wali. Luminaries can become walis. No, my friend. I am sitting in the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without any hesitation I am telling you, without hesitation I am telling you, without hesitation I am telling you, that not each and every Muslim, each and every human has the ability to become the special friend of Allah. Be he a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Every Muslim has the ability to become the wali of Allah. The only things you need to become the wali of Allah is number one, iman, and number two, taqwa. Very simple, iman and taqwa. If a non-Muslim accepts iman and thereafter he adopts taqwa, he will become the wali of Allah. And alhamdulillah, we are already blessed with iman. We have already crossed the major hurdle. It's the minor hurdle we need to cross now. That is taqwa. And what is taqwa? Waking up every day for the tahajjud. What is taqwa? Fasting every day. What is taqwa? Spending everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain penniless? No. The taqwa has various levels. The taqwa, the level of taqwa which makes you and me the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we abstain from anything and everything that displeases Him. Simple. We have person A who performs tahajjud, who performs ishraq, who performs awwabin. So many nafal actions, who completes one Quran daily, 10 juz daily, 5,000 durood sharif. But he backbites. He is not the special friend of Allah. He backbites. He is not the special friend of Allah. On the other side, you have person B. Person B. No nawafil in his life. No nawafil. No mustahabbat in his life. Only the compulsory items, faraid, wajibat, he completely abstains from them. Sunan muakkada, he carries them out. And he abstains from faraid, wajibat, he carries out. Sunan muakkada, he carries out. And he abstains from haram and makruhat tahrimiya. This person is the wali of Allah. So this should be our target, my friends. This should be our target. Make a firm resolution, my friends. At the occasion of nikah, the three verses that are recited in the khutbah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Ya ayyuhal nasu attaqu rabbakum. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. All three verses begin with the same command. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Why? Because the day of nikah, the day of wedding, is a moment of happiness for both families. And all the people who participate in the nikah experience the happiness of this joyous day. So from right to left, everybody who is sitting in this gathering, whether related to the families or not, they feel happy. Whenever you hear the word nikah, shadi, wedding, marriage, it's natural for people to find happiness. How kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that free of charge He gives us happiness. And this happiness comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bridegroom is happy, the bride is happy, the family of the bridegroom, the family of the bride, all those associated to the families, those who are not even associated to the families. There are so many people sitting here in the gathering, the students of our madrasa, the asatida, maybe they do not even know who's getting married today. They are not even aware of both the families, but they also find happiness. But this happiness, this joy that we are experiencing at this very moment is very temporary. For some of us, this joy will remain in our hearts for as long as we are in this gathering. Once the gathering is over, the joy is gone. For some of us, it will remain for a day or so, for a week, for a month. And may this joy remain with the bride and the bridegroom throughout their lives. And may this nikah become a means for them to acquire the happiness of not only this world. May it become a means of taqwa so they are able to acquire the happiness of the hereafter also. Because nikah goes a long way in securing the ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nikah goes a long way. So young people who can find the right match and who have the ability to get married, they should get married as soon as possible. Again, shaitan has programmed us to think in a certain way. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. People say, I'm not ready yet. But if you ask them, what do you mean you're not ready? He won't be able to explain. It's just shaitan that has planted something in the mind. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. It's too early. And nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is a part of my life. And nikah is a part of my life. And nikah is not only sunnah. For those people who are unable to safeguard themselves from sins related to sexual pleasure, nikah becomes compulsory. And nikah means sunnati. Sunnah here means nikah is my way. It doesn't mean that nikah is only a sunnah. So if you perform nikah, okay. If you don't perform nikah, it doesn't really matter. No, for those people who are unable to stay away from sins related to sexual pleasures. And that is the case with 99.9% of the youth of today. It's very difficult for them to stay away from sexual pleasures. So nikah is compulsory. Nikah is necessary. And as I said, it will go a long way in securing taqwa. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them both joy of this world and the hereafter. And may Allah make them and their pious children a means of salvation for both the families. But this joy, this particular joy of getting married will not remain with them also for long. Joy of getting married. Allah will grant them a joyous life. But this joy of today, this marriage ceremony, it will not remain with us for long. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to recite these three verses. Because today we are all experiencing joy by reciting these three verses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this message to the gathering that this joy that you are experiencing today, it is a temporary joy. So as far as quantity is concerned, a few hours, a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, a few weeks. And as far as quality is concerned, in comparison to the joy of the hereafter, this joy is nothing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating that you are experiencing this joy and you are enjoying this joy. And if you are given the choice that do you want this joy to remain with you for the rest of your life, you will say, yes, I would like this joy to remain with me for the rest of my life. So by reciting these three verses, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding us that if you want permanent joy, eternal joy, then this is the way. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. Adopt the taqwa of Allah. Adopt the taqwa of Allah. Adopt the taqwa of Allah. So friends, make a firm resolution, inshallah. We will all adopt taqwa, inshallah. Just one final note, and I will conclude. And that final note is, yes, I want to adopt taqwa. Because now I know that as soon as I adopt taqwa, I will become the special wali of Allah. And now, alhamdulillah, I know, I have realized that I can do it. When I talk to the young people, youth, I say to them that this should be our motto. I can. And inshallah, through the fadl of Allah, I will. I can become a muttaqi. I can become a wali. And inshallah, through the fadl of Allah, I will. That should be the determination. I can and inshallah I will. I can and inshallah I will. I can and inshallah I will. Shaitan programs us into thinking that no, I can't. And when as soon as a person believes that I can't, all these students who are sitting in front of me, whenever they make dua, they always say, I am sure they must be saying, oh Allah, make me a very, very good alim. Make me a dynamic alim. Make me an alim who will serve your deen. How many of you make this dua? I am talking about the non-students. How many of you make this dua? That, oh Allah, make me an alim. Oh Allah, make me a muhaddis. Oh Allah, make me a mufassir. Is it not possible for you to become an alim? Is it not possible for Allah to make you an alim? He can, and you can. You can become an alim. But why don't you make this dua? Because you have accepted that I cannot become an alim. When a person accepts something, when a person accepts defeat, he will never make dua. We have all been programmed to accept defeat that I cannot become the wali of Allah. The gathering that is sitting here in front of me, I am asking you that in the last 10 years, how many times did you say to Allah that, oh Allah, make me your wali? How many times did you say, oh Allah, make me your wali? Why? Why did you not say this? Because Shaitan has programmed you to think that I cannot do it. And when you know that you cannot do something, you will never ask. So go with this firm resolution now. I can and inshallah I will. But there is only one question that remains. That is, I have made the firm resolution that now I will live a life of piety. I will live a life of taqwa. I will never sin. I will never sin. I will never sin. But the old habits, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and I have crumbled. I have crumbled. And I committed the same sin again. So what do I do? How can I become the wali of Allah? How can I bring taqwa in my life? The simple method is, as soon as you crumble, you stand up again. And you repent, you make tawbah. You say, oh Allah, I will not sin again. The resolution that you are making now at this precise moment, repeat that resolution every time you slip. Every time you slip, repeat that resolution. Every time you slip, repeat that resolution. So taqwa and tawbah. T and T. Taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. Either we are abstaining from disobedience to Allah, or we have disobeyed Allah and we are making tawbah. We should go into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with either of these two conditions. That either I am abstaining from sins, which is taqwa, or I have committed a sin and I am repenting and I am going with tawbah. Inshallah, this tawbah will increase your stamina of taqwa. And soon you will find in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, that so many filth has gone out of your life. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. The person who continually fails, he is my beloved. I want to become his beloved also. I love him, I want him to love me also. My creator is my beloved. I want him to love me also. And he will only love me if I don't disobey him. So here, today, from this Islamic Dawah Academy, I am beginning this journey of becoming his beloved. I will never disobey him, so I can become his beloved. But I failed. I failed after 2 hours. I failed again after 3 hours. I have failed again. I have failed again. I have failed again. Every time you fail, you start your journey again. With tawbah. Every time you fail, you start your journey again. If you fail 100 times, start your journey 100 times. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If this connection with Allah breaks 100 times, we will connect it 100 times. If it breaks 1,000 times, we will connect it 1,000 times. If it breaks 1,000,000 times, we will connect it 1,000,000 times. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a great ni'mat of tawbah. And there is no limit to Tawbah. That you have 100 chances, 50 chances, 1000 chances, no. Until we breathe our last, until the final moments, if we turn to Allah and say, Allah forgive me, He will inshallah forgive us. So my brothers, go with this firm resolution that inshallah from now we will adopt taqwa, and with taqwa we will carry out tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. And Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that if you are unable to leave a particular sin, then say to Allah that, oh Allah, you tell me, what shall I do? You show me the way, what shall I do? I want to leave this but I can't. Oh Allah, you guide me. Oh Allah, you guide me. Oh Allah, you are the knower of what is in the hearts. You know, deep in my heart, I hate this filth. I want to leave this filth. But my nafs has become very, very strong and I have become very weak. Shaitan has become very, oh Allah, you tell me, you show me the way. Continually ask Allah and Allah will show you the way, my friend. He is very merciful. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Wadud, He is Rauf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all and grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم بارك لنا فيما عطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات وكما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين الصديقين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی دوسروں کو چلانے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما دین کی ہمیں صحیح سمجھ عطا فرما پورے دین پر چلنے والا بنا دے تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما توبہ والی زندگی نصیب فرما اپنی ولایت خاصہ نصیب فرما الہ العالمین میں نے بھی میرے ان سب دوستوں نے ماؤں نے بہنوں نے جو اچھے اچھے ارادے آج کیے ہیں تقوی اور توبہ والی زندگی گزارنے کے الہ العالمین ان سب ارادوں کو قبول فرما ان سب ارادوں میں کامیابی نصیب فرما, ہمیں ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما, اپنی رضا والی موت نصیب فرما, اپنی رضا والی زندگی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, الہ العالمین رحمتوں برکتوں کا نزول فرما, الہ العالمین ہدایت کو عام فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین آج کے اس نکاح میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما, دلہا دلہن کو آپس میں خوب محبت عطا فرما, مودت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں آپس میں رحمت نصیب فرما, اتفاق اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما, انس و الفت نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین مسرتوں والی خوشیوں والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں بدناظرین کی نظر سے, شریروں کے شر سے, حاسدین کے حسد سے, مفسدین کے فساد سے محفوظ فرما, آفات سے بلیات سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے جن دلہا دلہن کے لیے جو جو بھلی بھلی دعائیں کی ہیں وہ ساری ان کے حق میں قبول فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے جو اچھے اچھے اوصاف بیان فرمائے ان سے ان کو متصف فرما. الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو گناہوں سے بچنے کا ذریعہ بنا, تقوی کے ولایت کے حصول کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین دونوں خاندانوں کو دین داری میں, خدمت دین میں ترقی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اس نکاح کو اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا, انہیں بھی ان کی اولاد کو ان کی نسلوں کو ماں باپ کے لیے, دونوں خاندانوں کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو قبول فرما لے, ہم سب کو قبول فرما لے, اپنا محبوب بنا لے, اپنی محبت ہمیں عطا فرما دے, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت عطا فرما. ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا عطا فرما, سبھی بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, سبھی بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما, سبھی بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما. ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, ہماری عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین ان عمروں میں برکت والے کام کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں قبول فرما لے, ہمیں قبول فرما لے, ہمیں قبول فرما لے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین. برحمتک.